The word for our feast day today, Epiphany, comes from two Greek words, which when brought together means to shine upon, meaning that today we celebrate the Epiphany, the shining upon, the birth of Jesus upon the world, his light being shining upon all of us, and the impact of his birth that this has upon the world. And so we see this theme of a light shining upon us played out in all of our readings. In the first reading, we hear, "Your light, Jerusalem, has come. Nations shall walk by your light, kings by your shining radiance. You shall be radiant at what you see." This first reading gives us the epiphany that Jesus is the light of the nations, the light of the world, that the world is no longer broken up by country, but the world itself has become one nation under the light of God. Today we celebrate the epiphany of the world, that we as a human race, as a world, have received the light of Christ, and its light is shining upon us. One which guides the world, and that first and foremost reminds us that we are citizens of heaven before any other country. In the second reading, St. Paul says that the mystery was made known to him by revelation, and a revealing also carries this aspect of light, that Christ is not only the light of the nations, he is the light of our hearts, our individual heart, and his light shines upon us. That Jesus is born not just to be a light to the nations, but each of us individually. And so today we celebrate a personal epiphany, this light of personal revelation, that to you and me as individuals, Christ is our personal light, one which guides our personal lives and directs us where to go and how to live. Finally, in the gospel, we hear the three magi who, guided by the star of Bethlehem, are led to the child Jesus. And upon finding Jesus, they realize that the light of the star that they once followed is vastly dimmed compared to the light of the child that they find, so much so that they prostrate and give him homage and treasures and gifts. Today we celebrate the epiphany that every other light that the world has to offer dims in comparison to the light of Christ, and that every gift the world can offer, every treasure, is worthless compared to the gift and treasure of the Christ child born to us. That when we have the light and the gift of Christ himself, we have everything, even if in the world we have nothing. And we see, in addition, the impact that Christ's shining light has upon things. And we see this, the effects of the Epiphany, that when the light of Christ shines, everything in its radiant light is now elevated. And we see an example of that even in our gospel. That we see that when Christ's light shines upon the city of Bethlehem at his birth. And Bethlehem at that time was considered the most insignificant among all the nations of Judah. But when Christ is born in this least of the nations, and as this least of the nations is bathed in his light elevates it to the greatest of nations, where the very light of the world is born, a place where now even foreign kings travel from afar to visit, fulfilling what the prophet said, "You, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." And so we see that the epiphany of Christ, his light, made the least nation into the greatest. We see also when at Jesus' birth, his light is not first greeted by the powers of the world, the social elite, or the intellectual giants. Instead, he was welcomed by the outcasts of society, poor, dirty, smelly shepherds. Yet these shepherds, by bathing in the light of Christ's birth at the manger, these shepherds obtain a knowledge, power, and status that no king, lord, or scribe could achieve on their own. For they are the first to know the birth of the Savior. And so the light of Christ, the epiphany of Christ, made these shepherds more powerful, more intelligent than all the kings and teachers of the world. We see even here at every Mass, we encounter the elevating epiphany light of Christ, where bread and wine, which are ordinary staples for the common folk in the time of Jesus, peasant food, one could say, and Jesus shines his light upon this food of peasants and elevates it into his very own body and blood. Food that, it is said, even the angels are now jealous of, and we consume this food every week. The epiphany of Christ, the light of Christ, makes peasant food into the food of God's. And so today we celebrate this light of the world and the effects that this light has upon us. And these were just three above countless examples of what the light, the epiphany of Christ, has done and does, not only upon the world, but for ourselves. And to just imagine today, we can imagine what his light, his epiphany, can do for each one of us, what it already has done for us. And all we have to do is to allow his light to shine upon us, to bathe in his light, and we too will have an epiphany, one which elevates and changes our life in ways that can only be known by God.